M.B. Chekhovsky, the Converted Catholic Priest. On the back page of the Review of April 15, 1858, in which Ellen White sounded the warning cited above, James White addressed an appeal to the benevolent. It gave a brief account of the experience of a conscientious converted Catholic priest with a knowledge of persecution and travel and poverty, a man versed in seven languages. Now a bookbinder by trade, he attended a tent meeting in Findlay, Ohio, and joined the Sabbath-keeping Adventists. He found his way to Battle Creek, was taken in by James White, and was employed at binding up volumes of back issues of the Review and Herald. Early collections of denominational literature benefited by his skillful work, including that assembled by James White, now rebound for continuous service as a part of the library of the Ellen G. White estate. White's editorial appeal closed with this paragraph. It was recently suggested that he should now go to northern New York and teach the present truth to his old and warm friends. His heart leapt with joy at the thought of taking his Bible and the French tracts, one on the Sabbath, and the other on the Advent, and with his family return to Moores, where he has a house and 10 acres of land and a horse. He owes on his place $50. His name is M.B. Chekhovsky. He must have help now. We will be one of 30 to raise $150 at once. The sum must be raised before our conference. We make the beginning. James White, $5. Ellen G. White, $5. 4 weeks later the sum had swelled to $58.50, and there was an urgent call for more. Sabbath-keeping Adventists were to hear more of Chekhovsky as he became a laborer in the cause. A few years later, under the auspices of another religious group, he crossed the Atlantic, carrying the Sabbath truth to some of the countries of Central Europe. The appeal of James White for the support of this man reflects the dire financial needs of the emerging church without a treasury, whose ministry was precariously supported by chance gifts from those to whom they ministered. At the same time, as noted in the story told by Ellen White above, there were those who could well support the growing work. Relatively few, however, did. A system of regular financial support, desperately needed, was yet a year away.